I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm a female and recently moved into a new apartment. It's not too far from where I previously lived, so I know the city well. I really like my place and live in a one-bedroom unit on the second floor of the building. When I first moved in, about 3 weeks ago now, I didn't have much furniture. Where I lived in the past, I had roommates who owned a lot of the bigger things, like couches, tables, and lamps. After getting into my apartment and bringing all of my things inside, I realized that I needed to go shopping for some furniture badly. Over the next few days, I looked at countless websites online. I knew what I wanted for most of the things and did get a couple online, but I found that there was a lot of good furniture at IKEA. The IKEA store was a little bit outside of the city and about 15 minutes from my apartment. So on Saturday morning, I got in my car and headed to IKEA for some basic furniture and decorations. I had been there a couple of times before and knew what to expect. The place is massive and you could easily spend hours in there. I probably got there at like 10 a.m. and sure enough was there for about 2 hours. I looked at so many different things and ended up getting a decent amount of furniture and objects. The time that I was there, the store started out relatively quiet but picked up as the day went on. When I was just about done, things were pretty busy. I saw a lot of different people. When I finally left, loaded up my car, and headed home, I was excited to get back and finally decorate my apartment. It took me a couple of trips to bring everything up, but once I was in, I started the job of building a few pieces of furniture. I furnished my apartment for most of the day, taking breaks here and there. That night, though, as I was hanging some artwork on the wall, there was a knock on my apartment door. I had no idea who it would be. It was like 10 p.m., so kind of late. I walked over to the door and looked through the little peephole, but nobody was there. This was strange because I hadn't really met any of my neighbors yet, and none of my friends were coming to visit me or anything. I opened up my door and stepped out into the hallway to look around. However, I didn't see anyone. After that, I just went back inside and continued on what I was doing. I finally finished for the night about 10 minutes later. Then I sat down on my couch and relaxed by watching something on TV. But it was then that my cell phone started to ring. It was on the couch next to me and I felt it vibrating. I picked it up to see that there was a call coming in from an unknown number. I had a terrible feeling instantly. I didn't bother to answer it because I had no clue who it was, although I somehow felt like it was connected to the random knocking at my front door. Whoever called me did not leave a voicemail. For the rest of that night, they didn't call back, whoever it was. I went to bed maybe an hour later. But that very same night, I woke up sometime at about 3 a.m. or so. At first, after waking up, I just rolled over to my other side and closed my eyes to go back to sleep. I was not wide awake or anything, still pretty sleepy, but that's when I thought I heard the sound of somebody trying to enter my apartment. It was the doorknob turning, but it didn't open because of the door being locked. After hearing that, I was now wide awake. I wasn't sure what to do, but I didn't hear any noise for a few minutes. I decided to get up and go investigate. Without turning any lights on, I quietly walked over to my front door. When I looked through the peephole this time, there was nobody there again. I did not go out into the hallway to look, though. I was too scared to do that this time. I just walked back into my bedroom and attempted to go back to sleep, but it took me a little while. Eventually, though, I did. A couple of more strange occurrences like this happened over the course of the next several days. None of them were as eventful as the first night, But 2 days later, I got another phone call from an unknown number late at night. Then, the very next night, there was just two knocks on my front door. It was a little bit earlier this time, at like 8 p.m. When I went over to look out, once again, nobody was there. The next night is when I started to figure out some things, though. I got another random knock on the door late at night. And when I looked through the people again, like always, I couldn't see anything. I just saw white when I looked through. I was very hesitant to open my door. I was afraid that somebody would be right there or something. So I decided not to go out. But about an hour later, I hadn't heard anything more that strange, so I decided to go out and look. When I opened up my door, no one was there in the hallway or anything. But I saw that somebody had taped a white envelope to my door right over the peephole. I grabbed it and then went inside. When I opened it up, there was a handwritten letter. It was very creepy, to say the least. The letter seemed like it was from a sort of cryptic stalker. The person described how they had seen me the other day. They said they regretted not talking to me and asked if they had gotten my attention now. They also asked me why I hadn't answered their calls. I was beyond creeped out by this. But it doesn't end there. The next morning, when I got up, I checked my phone. I had a text message from a new number. The texts were just a few pictures and videos. I saw the pictures appeared to be me when I was inside of IKEA. Most of them were zoomed in and taken from kind of far away. I had no idea that they had been taken either. There were a couple of short and shaky videos as well. They maybe lasted about 5 seconds or less each, and they showed me walking in IKEA. I realize now where this person had probably first seen me. After seeing these texts, I took some screenshots and then decided that I would go to the police. That very same day, I went and reported everything. I was told that they would look into it, and I'm really hoping that they find the person, whoever it is. That was not long ago at all. So far, the person has not been found yet, and I have no clue who it could be. The good news is that I haven't been bothered by them since. Nothing strange has happened at all. No random phone calls or texts. No knocks on my door or anything. I just hope it stays that way. I work at IKEA. I've worked there for a little bit over a year now. If you don't know what IKEA is, it's a very large furniture store, and there's also a cafeteria inside of it. The one that I work at opens at 10 a.m. and closes at 9 p.m. every day. I'm a part-time employee and have been one for the entire time that I've worked there. This is an experience that I had working there almost a year ago now, when I was still new to the job. I was working a later shift at night one time. When we closed, I was asked to go through the display store and make sure that nobody was still inside. Most of the employees still working were in the area where all of the actual furniture for sale is kept. The first part of the store is mostly all displays. It can be easy to get lost in all of the displays, and customers might not have realized that we were closed. But during the last bit of time that we were open that night, things had been pretty quiet, so I didn't think anybody would be there. I had done this a couple of times before too, and nobody had ever still been inside. I went through the first couple of areas, and no one was there. Then I got to a bedroom display. For some reason, I decided to check under the bed. When I did, I was surprised to see a man hiding underneath it. His back was facing me, so I couldn't really tell what he looked like. I couldn't believe there was someone hiding there. I'm not sure at all how I even knew to look. I announced to him that we were closed and that he would have to leave. He didn't seem to move, though. I didn't know the reason why he was hiding there. Possibly there was an explanation. Maybe he was playing hide-and-seek with his friends or something. I looked down at him again, but he seemed to now move farther underneath the bed, like he was trying to hide from me still. I asked if everything was okay, but he didn't respond. I got a little bit worried now, because I wasn't quite sure what to do. I was still new to the job, and obviously, I wasn't going to physically move the guy. I left that area to find another coworker and tell them about it. I made it a few sections away before I found someone. My coworker Jeff was walking by, and I told him that somebody was hiding underneath a bed in one of the display rooms. We both headed back over to the room, which only took about a minute. When we got there, the man was gone. We searched all around that room, and he just wasn't there. I hadn't seen him walking around the store at all, but I guessed that he must have left. Jeff had a walkie and radioed to an employee near the exit, asking him if a man had left. When he was told no, we knew that the man must still be hiding someplace else. Jeff told a coworker by the exit doors to let him know if he saw the guy. I gave the general description of what he was wearing. Jeff and I then decided to split up, and he searched one area, and I searched another. We both searched the display rooms one by one. Jeff and I got pretty far apart from each other after only a few minutes. Maybe 10 minutes after we started looking, I was by myself inside a living room display. That's when suddenly I saw the man again. He was now hiding behind a couch and stood up when he saw me. The guy was one of the creepiest people I have ever seen. His hair was messed up and he was missing some teeth, and he gave me a really dirty look. I jumped back, wanting to just run away from him. I couldn't bring myself to say anything. As I moved back, the man actually took a step towards me before darting in another direction. After he had run away, I desperately tried to find Jeff or any other coworkers again. By now, the store had been closed for like 20 minutes, and we just couldn't get this guy to leave. I found Jeff and told him about seeing the guy and him running away. We both went near the area and called out, asking for him to leave and where he was at, but we didn't get any responses. We decided that we would have to call the police, and we both headed towards the front of the store. That proved to be the right decision. The police got there a short time later and entered the store searching for the guy. It took them about 10 minutes, but he was eventually located. We saw them leave the store with the man and heard that when they found him, he had broken a lamp and was threatening to use it as a weapon against the officers. I'm really glad that he didn't try to harm me or Jeff when we were searching for him, but I really feel like he would have had we kept looking. I still work at the IKEA, and there have been a few interesting things to happen, but none come close to that crazy experience. I went to IKEA to do some furniture shopping a couple of months ago. Something really strange happened that day. I knew that I would be in IKEA for a while because the store is so big. Every time I go, it takes forever for me to find stuff. My friend was supposed to go with me, but canceled at the last minute. As disappointed as I was, I decided to just go by myself anyways. I still always enjoy going to IKEA. It has a kind of fun atmosphere, in my opinion. When I went in there, it was kind of busy. I'm pretty sure it was a Friday, if my memory is correct. There were people all over the store, which didn't make things go any faster for me. I didn't really need anything big, but several small items. After being inside for more than 20 minutes, this one woman started following me. At least, that's what it seemed. I noticed her next to me, only like 3 or 4 feet away, but I thought nothing of it. When I moved away to go somewhere else, she did too. When I stopped to look at something, she stopped a little ways behind me. I thought this was weird because I didn't know who she was. I could tell that she was looking at me, and I looked over to see if she had something to say to me. But when I looked at her, she quickly looked away. I decided to move again at that point, and she followed me once more. I walked a decent ways away this time, and when I stopped to look at something, the woman also stopped. This time, I turned to her and asked her why she was following me. She looked away as soon as I looked at her again, and when I spoke, just walked away. She didn't acknowledge anything that I said, and before I had even finished speaking, she had walked around the corner and was out of my sight. I sighed and shook my head. At least she had finally left me alone. After that, I went back to my normal shopping. Luckily for me, I didn't see her for the rest of the time that I was shopping, which was probably about an hour. When I had got to the end of all of the displays, there was a cafeteria. I was pretty hungry and went inside to get a quick bite to eat. After sitting down at one of the many tables in the cafeteria, I saw the woman within about 5 minutes. She was sitting at the far other end and staring at me. She didn't have any food or anything with her. She wasn't with anybody either. I didn't know what her problem was. She was far away though, so I tried not to let it bother me. I wasn't going to get up and try to talk to her again either. I just went on my phone and enjoyed the great IKEA food. I did look up a while later and she was still there staring at me. This was just really weird and I didn't know why she was doing this. I did my best to not look at her and to forget about it. But only like 5 minutes later, I looked in her direction again. This time though, she was gone. I stayed there for a while longer, and then I left the cafeteria area. I didn't see her at that point either. Then I was just about ready to leave. I went to go check out up at the front of the store. I bought a few things and then left to head out to my car. Like the store, the parking lot for IKEA is also very big. There were a lot of people when I got there, so I was parked kind of in the back. As I approached my vehicle, I saw somebody standing kind of in front of it. It was that same woman again. Now this was insane. She was just kind of standing there and not doing anything. I carefully approached, wondering why she was there. I didn't bother to try to talk to her or ask her what she was doing. She was maybe about 5 feet away from my car and to the right of it. I walked over to my driver's door, getting within maybe 5 feet of the woman. That's when she just started screaming like crazy. She was yelling and screaming, and I quickly got inside of my car. She didn't move and kept standing there until after I had gotten inside my car. Then she charged at my driver's window and began banging on it. She must have been on some kind of drugs or something. It was terrifying when she was pounding on the glass to my window, less than a foot away from my head. I started at my car and drove away from her. She was still standing there and yelling as I drove off. I was sure to call the police and let them know about what had happened. Looking back, I hope that the woman is all right and didn't hurt anybody either. I feel lucky that she didn't decide to attack me before I got in my car.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.